Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every once in a while, if you're a fan of a sport or a team, there's a moment when you're just blown away. You are just, that didn't just bleeping happen. And that happened for Anthony Edwards last night, which to me is the most mesmerizing play, the most stunning play, I believe, at minimum, in regular season Wolves history. And let's be honest, Dave, there's not a long list of mesmerizing plays in the playoffs. You know, KG had a couple phenomenal plays, Game 7, Sacramento. So, you get the news yesterday that Karl Towns out, and it looks like he's going the shorter route. So, maybe he's back in 4, 6, 8 weeks. Let's wait and see. Let's see how he recovers. Let's see his conditioning when he comes back. Let's see his sharpness. So they're in Indianapolis playing the Pacers, who are a fun team this year. They play as much defense as the two of us would, but they just speed up and down the court. That's all they're doing. And Edwards, as he is prone to do, looks like might have to, as he leaves, he's never playing again. You know, hard fall, an ankle. I mean, one of these times he's going to fall and we're just all going to assume he's fine. He's fine. And then he's legitimately going to be hurt, but it just keeps happening on a regular basis. And he's having a very good game leading up to the last 90 seconds or so. He's already in the mid-30s points. And by the way, he did not have a single turnover last night. Not a single turnover as he finished with 44. So, he basically says, get out of the way, I'm going to take over. And he hits a three. He hits a pull-up from the free throw line. He hits a floater left side of the lane. All great and all smart plays, which make sense late in the game. But then the highlight, which you need to watch now, is the block shot. Where he's at the line, misses a free throw, which could have made it a three-point game. And the Pacers take off. Now, they play with speed all the time. So, it's pretty easy for them just to take off and think, okay, we got to get going. And as the Pacers are coming up and the floor is spread, Aaron Nesmith is about to go up for a layup to tie the game. And Jaden McDaniels is on his immediate left, and so you're kind of thinking Jaden, a very good defensive player, is going to have to block it. And here comes Ant, as if he is shot off a trampoline during a stunt with Crunch. And one of the greatest endings of a regular season game with a block you're ever going to see. You just don't see games end this way, where a guy ferociously catches up on a play and is leaping so high, and he's not done. He hits his head on the bleeping rim when he's still clearly on the way up and reaches up with his left hand well above the square and blocks a shot. And as a guy who has watched, I have to be in the top 4 or 5 when we're talking about people who've watched a lot of Wolves games. Obviously, the 16 years I called and then still paying close attention now for my personal enjoyment and for this show. And the most obvious one people are going to say is when Malik hit the 3 on MLK. Phenomenal play. You know, hitting a 3 to win a game. You know what, Dave? That happens. Guys hit great shots at the buzzer. Okay? I want to almost throw up when I say this play because D'Angelo Russell is one of the great frauds of all time as a basketball player. But when he blocked Jimmy Butler late in the game in Miami years ago, that was another one of those moments where you kind of had to see the highlight again to say, wait a second, what just happened there? There's no missing what Edwards did. And I'd like to tell you right now, I'm the only one who has it on Twitter. I can tell you that I'm lying to you, but I'd love for you to go because I tweeted it out a couple times with some comments at Chad Hartman Show. And if you pay any attention to any level of social media, any level, even if you weren't watching the game, you're seeing the reaction. And you're like, I have to see this. Again, people hit threes. People hit great shots. Just conventional, normal defense happens. But against the fastest team in the NBA, against a great athlete with his own teammate right there, and break out the cape, baby. This is Superman. And he finishes with 44 points, not a turnover. They win by 2. And he's got this Sam Cassell testicular thing going afterwards, you know. That's it. He's just effervescent as possible with Marnie post-game. And listen, I've said for a while, like all of us, he's a great player, right? Part of I think the last time I talked with Jim Pete, it's like, okay, he's a given. He's already a top 15-ish player right now. For him to get to top 5, what does he have to do? He has to make more of the right plays offensively, not just the spectacular solo. He has to play the great defense, which he's capable of playing, more often. He's got to make great plays late in games because this team, their clutch time numbers, just close games late in fourth quarter, they've been atrocious for a while, and that's on your star player. And spectacular is not enough to describe this play. The game is more about pure athleticism. It's your shooting ability. It's your intelligence. It's your commitment. It's your defense. It's your ability to be a great teammate, follow the coach, be a leader, be durable, show up, respect the game. But sometimes flat-out skill is captivating. And his skill was dripping all over that game on this play. And, Dave, it's just one of those plays that is going to stay in Minnesota sports lore for a while. And there's no doubt if it was a playoff game, it's elevated even more. You can think of LeBron and all the catch-up blocks, the most famous one when he caught up to Iguodala in Game 7 of the 16 finals. But I'm guessing you probably weren't watching it. But when you saw it, what was your reaction? And by the way, anybody else who either was watching or wants to share, wants to react to anything I want to say, 651-461-9226, because it is the most I-cannot-believe-this-just-happened play I've ever watched in any Wolves game since they've started. And there are other contenders, but this is it. How about this? Hold on, Dave. I want to hear from you and anybody else who wants to chime in. 651-461-9226. Listen, sports is great for many reasons, including, hey, when I watch this game tonight, am I going to see something I haven't seen before? Well, you've seen slight versions of this, but about once every 20 years. Not this type of play. 651-461-9226.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Among the texts, got any contact info for Blois? I'd like to book him as a comedian for my daughter's party. we'll get to you in a second. How about this one? John Croman pointing this out. Steve Draskowski, who I think has offered up a number of head-shaking proposals and comments. Today, Dave, proposes ending remote voting, that option in the Senate. Meanwhile, Kerry Dziedzic, who was on with Jordana yesterday, excellent interview, podcast that. She's battling cancer. She's currently voting that way in order to limit her exposure to other illnesses. What a cruel and jackassy in time to do this. Give me a break. How insulting. Back to Ant. I think you said 58-35. I'm going with that. What do you want to say about it?
I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't seen the play. Can't find it anywhere. No, it's one of those where you, the first time I saw it, it's one of the, what just happened? And then you have to watch it again, and then you have to find the other angle and watch it again. Because, as you said, he's shot out of a cannon. You have no expectation that he's about to do what he did, and you have to see it from every angle to just witness the brilliance, the athleticism. Just, you don't see games in the NBA end on blocks often, number
Boom!
One.
Wow. Ant was in the room.
Courtside just let me have it. It's everything you said it is. And as far as a singular play, though, there's been great games in Wolves history, not many, but great games. You know, Kevin Love going 31-31. Mark Madsen tossing up 7 3-pointers in the final 9 minutes in 06. Great games in Wolves history. But I don't think that, a regular season moment like that?
No.
No, not even close.
This is it. This is it. And again, like Love had an amazing game in Oak City where he was the best player on the floor on a night when Durant and Westbrook were great. Love hit the three against the Clippers to win the game. Guys hit threes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the timing, the athleticism, the intelligence, the ability to make that play without fouling, although did Jaden foul? That might be up for grabs.
Fine.
How does he fly up that high? Where was he stopping on his ascent? I don't know. That was the craziest play I've seen by a player make. Unreal. No questions the future of this franchise and the NBA moving forward. And then this text. Let's end with this text. Your radio show is dumb, and you're doing a disservice to the public. Wow. Apparently, this person clearly doesn't believe I'm in the category of a sapio, as a potential individual that a sapiosexual would consider, right?
Yes.
I'm definitely not in that category. Hey, you want me to stop talking real soon? I will. A chant at a high school game. What happened to some level of decency? We'll discuss next hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.